This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. If you've watched a Cleveland Cavaliers game on TV in the past 13 years, you likely heard the voice of Fred McLeod. The Cavs play-by-play announcer died suddenly on Monday. He was 67. Terry, the longtime broadcaster, was about to enter his 14th season with an organization that he loved.
First of all, he's from Strongsville, so keep that in mind. He did some Cleveland TV, and then he did a little bit on the West Coast. Then he went to Detroit, and that's where he really got established. He did the Pistons games for 22 years on TV. So he really was entrenched as kind of one of the TV voices of the Pistons.
Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs, is from Detroit.
Right. So he would watch these games, the Pistons games, especially before he owned the Cavs. And he liked Fred's work. Yeah. And I think he got to know Fred. And so when they decided to change some things with their broadcasting crew in 2006, called up and brought Fred home. But what I've always appreciated about Fred is, like a lot of people who grew up in Northeast Ohio,
they want to come back.
They wanted to come back. You know, it's a little bit of a risky move.
Why is that?
If you're somewhere and you're on the air for 22 years doing a team, they almost need a bazooka to get you out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're pretty entrenched. You know,
right.
You're that voice. But they teamed him with Austin Carr.
Mr. Cavalier.
Cavalier's number one draft choice in 1971 and played a ton of games. Of that two pairing, Austin and Fred McLeod, who do you remember the most and who strikes out to you?
Austin Carr stands out to me. He is just so animated when he calls these games.
Yes. See, Fred McLeod realized he was there. This is what I appreciate about him. To make Austin look good. That it was Austin, Mr. Cavalier, his show. Fred was there to make sure that people knew the score, the time, kind of help Austin along. I mean, sometimes Austin would get so excited during the games, he'd throw elbows and hit Fred. That's what they always joked about. One time he just knocked him out of the chair. Unlike some broadcasters, Fred was willing to subjugate his own ego to make the guy he's working with the star. And I remember talking to Fred, and he just said that because he grew up in Cleveland and everything, this meant a lot to him. Now, the broadcast, this was not high-level X's and O's basketball strategy going on here.
This is pure passion.
This was passion. This is like, the officials are sticking it to us, and why don't they call that? Or, you know, Austin would get mad as, they're not guarding anybody. Fred would laugh, and I just think that those two guys enjoyed each other. And it was two, frankly, Cavs fans in the booth, you know, no not in the direction of objectivity whatsoever. They wanted their team to win.
And as fans, a majority of how we're taking in the games is either television or radio. Mm-hmm. And so we really attach to these sports broadcasters.
And if you think about it, the Cavs have surrounded their broadcast guy. John Michael does the radio to replace Joe Tate. Sitting next to him is Jim Jones. Sitting next to Austin Carr, you know, is Fred McLeod.
And in the last few years, when you had the second LeBron James era and you had the Cavs championship, those two were there for some pretty iconic moments.
Right. They were there for like from the middle of the first LeBron James thing, 2006 to 2010. And then they were through that deplorable 4 years where they lost more games than anybody else. Then they went through 4 years of trips to the finals and winning it. And then, of course, they were going to be second year of the rebuild. Now, one thing I know that really bothered Fred is that when it got to the NBA Finals, remember how they would take the games away from the local broadcast on TV? The networks owned it. He'd go in the locker room and he'd interview players. He would show up for the press conferences. He'd take some notes. But he wasn't afraid to go out and do the stuff that he did way back in the beginning when he was first getting started in the business. I appreciated that about him because he really, frankly, didn't have to do it, but he was still doing homework. And that's a, you know, it was a real pro.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he names five things the Browns need to fix to bounce back against the Jets on Monday.